because there's no way you can blend Allah with the God of Israel. So I see Noah creeping up slowly. I've called you the Grim Reaper in the past, haven't I, Noah? I caught you out of the corner of my eye. You know, I want to leave everybody blessed with the second coming of Christ. So on one hand, we're looking for the Lord's coming. On the other hand, we're running to the battle. We're being a witness for Him. Stay close with Israel and the Jewish people. Stay, because God wants, He wants a people that will be close to His people Israel during this. Be a comfort to them. And I'm just excited. We're living in incredible times. And it's not the end, but it's the beginning. So Noah. Oh, and you're going to mention the debate?
Yes.
If you buy the debate, what it is, I transcribed it. It's painful to transcribe. And there are sections in there. When I was debating the rabbi, he came apart. He actually went up in front of the podium, and it was in front of 300 Jews, and he said, "Forgive me for the things I said, forgive me." He went like this. Unfortunately, he produced a DVD, and that's edited out. So, and there's another point where he was asked a question. He went, "My opponent will answer it." That's edited out. So I put, when I transcribed it, when you come across those sections, I kind of highlight that. So even though he's edited out some parts, I still think that it gives you a real good idea of why only the Lord can be Israel's Messiah. Thank you for your time.